think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a lot of food talk. And then the dude brought God to the show there at the end.
Fuller, a couple people have thrown in their names for best foreign players.
Yeah.
Fuller says Tim Duncan. He's from the U.S. Virgin Islands. That doesn't count. That's like
being Puerto Rican, actually.
Yeah, you're still pretty much an American.
Yeah.
Jordy says Yao Ming. You're going to put Yao Ming on the level of guys like Hakeem and Patrick Ewing? I'm not willing to do that.
I mean, he maybe could have been if he'd stayed healthy, but no.
Keith says Greek Freak Antetokounmpo, who's very good. He's done it for a year and a half.
Yeah, it's a long way.
That's why I said Kyrie, because I feel like that's a guy who's establishing himself as a pretty solid player in this league, who's been doing it for 5-6 years now. So I feel comfortable saying that he'll be one of those guys that we talk about one day. Sean says no Manu love. Which, again, not when we're talking about Hakeem and those type of players. Can't do it.
I said no love for the Gasol brothers. Again, really good players, but good. Not all-time greats.
And Powell, I would argue right there with Dirk and Tony Parker that he might be the next best Euro who's played in the league.
Yeah.
And Marc Gasol's very good, too. I think they're both probably top 10 Euros. But, yeah, I'm not going to put him ahead of Dirk. So. And then what about Divac and Kukoc? Those guys.
Again, nice players.
Yeah, those guys are more on the back end of the top 10 to me of Euros. So, yeah. And then there's more talk about stakes. More people wondering how religion and race were integrated into the steak temperature talk.
Yeah, D wants to know that now the Bible's telling me how to eat my steak.
Yes, D, it is.
Yeah.
You better listen. And Dustin sent a picture of his steak from Killens. I don't know what the best steak I've ever had was. I do need to go down there and eat one of those tomahawks, those Wagyu beef tomahawks. I'm not sure what I'd say the best steak I've ever had is. And honestly, I'm a sucker, I think. But there's a couple chain steakhouses that make a damn good steak. Like Roost Chris, for instance, makes a damn good steak. So I'd like to find a nice local place that does one. I probably need to get down there and do Killin' Steakhouse. I just got to find an occasion that warrants it. I try to get my wife every other weekend. Hey, let's go drive to Pearland. I want to do that Killin's barbecue. And it's probably an hour drive, which she's out on.
Right. Well, and
it's probably an hour wait once you get there, and she's double out on that. So,
and you'll probably have to wake up a little early too.
Yeah,
it's because you don't want the line to get too long.
Exactly. So it's kind of a pain in the ass, but it's so good, it's so damn good. I've got about 5 barbecue places now that I don't even mess with other barbecue places anymore. I got a solid rotation.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I've got like 3 that I really like, and I get everything, and they're all different.
Yep,
which is cool. David says, "Is that why black people also don't have any tattoos? Because the Bible forbids that too. Y'all too scared to call out religious BS." Yeah, we're scared of everything, dude. Get out of here. I don't make fun of people's beliefs.
No, if that's why that guy doesn't eat rare meat, okay. What am I going to do? Make fun of the dude? I
mean, that's his choice.
I don't think I honestly don't think that's in Native Americans. Hey, most Native Americans don't give a damn about the Bible that I know. And I lived up in New Mexico for a few years, and I know a lot of Native Americans who could care less what the Bible tells them. Also, don't eat they don't eat their meat or well done. So
let's try Nick. What's up, Nick?
Hey man, what's going on, y'all?
Hey now.
All right, so first off, I want to point out that I have no idea what that caller was talking about. That just called you. I'm a black guy. I don't think it has anything to do with religion, man. But I do think it has a lot to do with health, right? And I think that a common consensus in the black community, especially in black families, I can speak for mine, for myself, on both sides. You know, there's a belief that if you don't have your food completely cooked, you know, you're liable to get sick, you know. So, but just how y'all get very aggravated and don't understand how people can eat steaks, you know, medium rare or whatever. My uncle got PO'd, you know, when he was at a restaurant and the chef kept bringing his steak back and it wasn't well done. He was like, man, no, like, you're not going to get me sick over this, you know. And it's not just over steak primarily. Is I can guarantee you that I don't want to speak for everyone. It's just black families in general, like those people, they don't eat things like sushi and whatnot either because of the same reason, you know. So
yeah, I mean, listen, as far as I know, I mean, if food's not taken care of properly, any food can get you sick. But the only food that I know of that you can get sick if you eat it undercooked is chicken. And if I eat chicken, I make sure it's cooked all the way through. My wife especially does. She freaks out about it. If I see like a little bit of red on the bone, like if you get some fried chicken, you see a little bit of red on the bone. I don't worry about that too much. It kind of freaks her out. But I know most of these, you know, if you're eating fried chicken at some place that's not KFC or Church's or Popeyes, they're checking the internal temperature of your chicken to make sure that it's safe for you to eat. That said, chicken is, am I wrong? Is chicken the only food that undercooked will get you sick if it's been stored and taken care of properly?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think pork, several years ago, they said you could have it a little
pink.
Pork
is okay with it. Yeah.
Pork's fine.
And I know cow and lamb. I eat a lot of cow and lamb. So I know those are okay. So it's a cultural thing. They're not like there aren't white people who don't eat well done steaks. And not like there aren't black people who don't eat rare steaks. There are. I'm just saying from my experience, a lot of black people eat their steak well done. If this guy's saying that's why, that seems a more likely possibility than
something from the Bible.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily subscribe to that thought. So
Ike on Twitter says, I had an ex-girlfriend who would see me eating a medium rare steak and say, I don't like eating steak that looks like vagina.
No.
He said, true story. And now my wife, I have to beg her at the very least to get medium rare steak, shaking my head. If she sees pink.
Wait, she doesn't like it when he eats?
I guess. That's what.
You got to put your foot down, bro. You can't let your wife determine how your steak's cooked. That's crazy talk. Am I wrong, Fred?
You're supposed to choose how you eat your steak.
Yeah. You can't let someone else at the table say, I don't feel comfortable with you eating that piece of meat. That's crazy. Where do we live?
America, supposedly.
That's right. That's right.
Squeeze Juan on real quick. What's up, Juan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports is up.
I'm sorry to change the subject as much as I love steak, but yesterday I caught that movie Get Out, and I heard that it got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I saw the movie, and I don't agree with it 100%, but it's still a good movie.
Really?
I was just wondering if you guys saw it. And yeah.
Man, no, I haven't seen it.
I'm seeing on Facebook by people that I'm friends with saying that it was a great movie.
God, I remember when I told you guys I saw the preview for it.
It looked horrible.
And the premise was so absurd to me.
Yeah, I don't even know what it's about.
It's about the white girl with the black boyfriend who she takes to meet her parents.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and he's
that,
like,
I saw
did you tell your parents that I'm black? And she's like, no. But then it turns out that, like, that whole town, like, black people are disappearing. Which sounds like the most ridiculous premise for a movie ever. But apparently it's doing pretty well. You know?
Yeah.
I swear to God, if that's nominated for Best Picture next year, I give up on life. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, maybe you should go watch it.
Maybe. Okay. If a movie with that premise is nominated for Best Picture, I give up.
Well, I'm sure I can almost guarantee you I'm going to enjoy Get Out more than one of those films on that Best Picture list.
Oh, I'm sure I will too. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to – I haven't seen any of those movies. I'm pretty sure I'm going to hate three of those movies.
Oh, I'm going to hate a lot of them, I'm sure.
Well, I already hate one and a half of them, so that ought to tell you. All right. We'll I'll do more steak calls when we come back, maybe. This is probably – generated more response than anything. Hey guys, gotta tell you, if you've got a vehicle that's not working anymore, maybe it is working and maybe it's just been sitting in your yard or in your garage and you've been trying to decide what to do with it and you're gonna fix it up and now it won't start so you don't know what to do, well, you can donate it to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Here's what's gonna happen. They're gonna come tow it free of charge. They're gonna process all the paperwork. And most importantly, your donation's tax deductible. If you're doing your taxes now, think about how nice it would be to have that off of next year's taxes. And if you donate today, you could get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And they'll take cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, lawnmowers. Doesn't matter. They'll come and take any of those. And what they do, and it doesn't matter where you are either. If you're over in Vidor, if you're in Nacogdoches, they'll come and tow it free of charge. And it's so easy. All you have to do is basically sign your name, and it's taken care of. And they take the money from your donations, and they help kids at Houston Can Academies, kids who've dropped out of other schools, kids who are getting a second chance, and they dropped out. These are good kids that dropped out for a lot of reasons. Sometimes it was a transportation thing. Sometimes they had to get jobs. Well, Houston Can Academy works around whatever those problems are, and so many of these kids graduate and go on and do great things, and you can help make it happen. All you have to do is make that donation. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Everybody wants to talk steaks.
It's fine with me. Yeah, what's going on in sports, really? We're going to talk about Baylor here in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Everyone loves to hear me rant about Baylor. I'm sure no one's sick of that yet. But well,
even Baylor people are saying the same thing about this. Let's try Susan. What's up, Susan?
Sports.
Sports to you, Susan.
So, funny you mentioned Baylor. I'm a white girl, belonged to a black sorority, went to Baylor. And okay. When we went out for steaks at Outback, that's all there is in town, or was back in the day, everybody ordered well-done steaks except me, and 3/4 of them would send it back because it's not done enough. And there was one girl who sent it back 3 times. I would not eat that steak. There's no way.
How did you get into a white or to a black sorority if you're a white girl? They don't have rules about that?
No, you can't. That's discrimination. Come on.
Well, I mean, was there some reason why you wanted to join a black sorority? If it's called a black sorority, that seems like maybe me as a white guy, like if they said, hey, this is a black guy club, I wouldn't want to join.
No, historically, yes. Nowadays, that's not a big deal. And I joined them because I liked the gals. Okay. I preferred them. I mean,
you still liked them even though they ate well-done steak.
I won't hold that against them.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, did they give you a reason why they ate their steak like that, Susan?
I'm going to go with the guy who said your food needs to be cooked. They were all very well-educated. They came from good families, and I just couldn't find an excuse in there somewhere. So the whole cooking thing, and, you know, I lived with one of my sorority sisters, and she did tend to overcook things a little.
Okay.
So it's all a fair assessment.
Thank you for the call.
I can't, you know what I can't stand is overcooked bacon.
Oh,
that is the worst.
You don't like crunchy bacon?
No.
I like soft bacon.
Yeah, I do too.
I like crunchy bacon.
My wife likes crunchy bacon. Yeah, I don't understand crunchy bacon.
I don't
bacon.
Like burnt bacon, but I like the crispy bacon.
Not me. I want it to be like a... I want it to be almost...
A little chewy.
Yeah,
little
I want it to feel like a meat texture, not like a... Like, my wife likes it cooked to where you can hardly tell it's meat.
Yeah.
You bite it and it crumbles.
Mine
no,
too.
No, that's too much.
If my bacon crumbles, what the hell?
Let's try Wes.
And I buy like the thick, fatty bacon.
Yeah.
Because I need that. I like that.
Let's try Wes. What's up, Wes?
What's up, sport?
Sports to you.
Hey, got a quick story. Like, my wife was from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating her from Houston. So when I go visit her, this is at the original Cane right there by LSU campus. So that's all she ate was chicken tenders. So one day I said, let's go get a steak. So she had the money. She said, I'm buying steaks. I said, cool. I ordered my steak medium. She ordered her steak well done. I said, why are you getting it well done? She said, well, I'm paying for it. I get it where I want to. So after that, I just shut up.
That's a good point.
After a year later, I said, we dating for a year. Well, I'll take her to Jamaica to go hang out. I ordered my filet medium. She ordered her T-bone well done. So I get my filet medium, let her cut it and taste it. She threw her, gave me her T-bone, her well-done T-bone. And ever since then, she get her steaks medium.
Wait, you gave her your steak?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're in Jamaica. I didn't want to have an argument in Jamaica.
You're a better man than I. Tell you
but then,
much.
Now she eats sushi, and she tells people how to eat the sushi. Because
wow.
I expose her to different things. So, like, she tells people, don't put the ginger on the sushi. You know, she's trying to clean your palate when you're eating the sushi.
Okay.
She know the difference between horseradish and real wasabi. So,
see, you turn her into a foodie.
I think just because people got to get educated on what they eat.
Yeah, I turned my wife into a foodie too. My wife was not very much outside the box kind of an eater when I met her. But now, like once you realize what good food tastes like, you want to eat more of it.
Yeah, mine's always been pretty good about. That, but she's just got different tastes because they make stuff differently in Canada and it's all a little bit different.
Yeah.
And so there's some times she'll make stuff and she loves it. And I'm like, okay, I'll just force it down here. Or, you know what? I think I'll pass on dinner tonight. But she makes some really good stuff too. And she loves doing that stuff. 713-780 ESPN. All right. One more steak. Nick.
Hey guys, what's going on? Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so I've got one for you, just to try to figure it out in the whole race, religion, and everything else thing. My 70-something-year-old grandmother, who just passed a couple years back, she loved her steaks like a piece of charcoal, right? But
okay.
She would eat her scrambled eggs, right, runny, like soggy oatmeal, right? So explain to me how that works.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't mean like eggs over easy.
Yeah, that's... I don't like scrambled eggs either.
I don't mind them. But not like that. I don't like runny ones.
What if you order eggs? What's your favorite way to order eggs?
Generally, I don't order eggs by that. Well, I either like just boiled eggs or scrambled, occasionally over easy.
What about you, John?
I don't have a real preference.
Over easy.
I'm an over easy guy too. Boiled is my least favorite. I don't like boiled eggs. That grosses me out.
See, like when I'm on a diet, that's basically my breakfast, which is right now two boiled eggs.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh, no. I'll have a protein shake over that.
So y'all are killing me with this steak talk. So hungry right now on 59. Well,
there's probably restaurants there.
Yeah, I'm guessing. And you'd probably rather be there than stuck in traffic, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of hungry myself. I haven't really eaten much today. Now I'm going to have to go find a good steak night for tonight. I don't really know of a place that has a good Monday steak night.
I mean...
That's why you hit up Ruth's Chris or Perry's or someplace like that.
Yeah, but there's also really good places on Tuesdays. So if I just wait a day, I'll be fine.
So ATX retweeted this photo of a pizza that somebody put peas and mayonnaise on the pizza and said, "Yes, please."
Gross.
What the hell?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Panda wants to know, just curious, how do you guys like your fajitas?
I mean, I don't want them to be all burnt up.
No, but I like it cooked more than I do a real steak.
Yeah, like medium rare is good for me.
Yeah, I like it because it has a different taste to it and because it's supposed to be a little more cooked.
Yeah.
But I don't like them. I don't like them burnt. My phone is just blowing up with people texting me about this.
Tell people you're on the air. Tell them to text the show.
They should know that. Yeah. They should know that.
Not very difficult.
Prefer my fajitas with tequila. Well, that's always a good thing. But yeah.
Nick says he thinks the eggs are a culture thing, too, because he says, I don't know many blacks who like their eggs scrambled.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Drunk Bevo says, I once went to Killen's with a drunk brother. He asked for it well done in steak sauce. Oh.
Shame Bell.
Timmy says, overpriced crawfish or steak?
I think I've said this before. I'm not much of a crawfish person.
I like crawfish a lot, but I don't like I'm not like a, you know, I need the best crawfish. Like, crawfish to me is like eating potato chips. That's not a real meal. That's just something you eat, like, you know, because it's, or it's like a bowl of nuts on the table. You just take a handful of nuts. Crawfish aren't, it's not going to fill me up unless I eat like 8 pounds. Who's got time to do that?
Yeah, I prefer shrimp and always have. So if I have an option of fresh shrimp or crawfish, I'm always going to take shrimp.
Yeah.
So I'm not a big crawfish person. It's too much work.
ZP580 on Twitter says, where do you like to buy the steaks that you cook at home? Like, I like to buy them at Whole Foods, but like our Whole Foods butcher is pretty good. And they usually have something good on sale. But I saw something today. My wife sent me a video of grocery stores, like when their meat is expiring.
I heard this.
They take the blood, or they take the meat, because it's, you know, it gets a little brown when it's older.
Right.
And they like roll it around in blood, repackage it, and put a new Best Buy date on it.
And most of those are on like clearance.
Yeah. And then they'll, like, if the ground beef is getting old, they'll just mix it in with some new ground beef and send it through the machine again, and then repackage it like it's brand new. Ugh. And there's a bunch of bacteria in it and stuff.
And when I heard the story from Teresa's brother told me the story, I was just imagining, and kind of Asians are kind of notorious for, you know, cutting corners and
right.
And it's not. It's just, it's like your local chained grocery stores.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is crazy.
If I find out that that's happening at the grocery stores I go to, I'll lose my mind.
Yeah, and so now I'm not going to buy meat that's on clearance. I'm not going to eat any of that.
You shouldn't do that anyway.
No.
Yeah. And somebody did say that could be a reason why people do their steaks well done, is like if they buy
that
cheap meat on clearance.
And that makes sense.
You probably should cook that well done.
That makes perfect sense.
And then I saw another video in China that's going around that they're not using real rice. They're using plastic, and they're breaking it down, and that's what they're making. That's what they're using for rice over there in China. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I generally get my steaks at, well, the wife picks them up at Phoenicia, which is a pretty cool place for steaks, too. So, and then 97 Sun Devil. No damn steak available on a United flight to Newark. I've never wanted a steak so bad in my life.
Sorry, they probably have peanuts, though.
Yeah, and beer. You can have a beer. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Cornelius says, I just asked three people why they eat their steak well done. They said it's because they don't want to get sick.
Okay.
So people are going around polling people now.
Good. Thank you.
Well, that's what we're looking for.
I guess we should have done that to begin with.
Yeah. That's all.
Let an intern go out and figure it out.
Yeah. Make the intern walk around and ask them how they like their steaks and why the if well done, why. That would have been good.
All right.
All right. You want to talk Baylor now?
Yeah, we can talk Baylor. Kim Mulkey Robertson decided to make a.
Is she Robertson now, or is she back, is she just Kim Mulkey now? I thought she.
Oh, maybe she changed back.
Yeah, I thought she switched because she was no longer a Robertson.
Okay, that's on me then.
That's okay.
I
why would you know and why would you care?
Her middle name is Dwayne.
Okay.
Kimberly Dwayne Mulkey.
That's it. She's Dwayne Mulkey from now on for me.
That is good.
So I was trying to pull the the post game audio when she's on the court, but you couldn't really hear her. But I can play the press conference audio if you want it.
Okay.
I'm tired of people talking on it on a national scale that don't know what they're talking about. If they didn't sit in those meetings and they weren't a part of the investigation, you're repeating things that you've heard. It's over. It's done. And this is a great institution, and I would send my daughter here, and I'd pay for anybody else's daughter to come here. I work here every day. I'm in the know, and I'm tired of hearing it. This is a great institution. The problems we have at Baylor are no different than the problems at any other school in America. Period. Move on. Find another story to write.
Actually, Kim, you're wrong. That's not true. Fred, you went to U of H. Do you remember when the head coach covered up multiple sexual assaults?
No, don't recall that.
You don't remember that?
No, I must have missed that.
You don't remember when he tried to get the girls that were raped kicked out of school? You don't remember that happening at your school?
Nah, I must have missed out on that.
Interesting.
You
went to school here in America, right?
Right, right. In fact, right down the road. Mm,
that's interesting because I feel like she's maybe missed that. Maybe that's an alternative fact she just gave. Listen, it's not going to go away, and the reason it's not going away is because Baylor's still not being forthcoming with this. If they would just put everything out that happened, take their medicine, and deal with it, it would probably eventually go away. No one thinks of SMU anymore as the cheating death penalty school. Like it's over now. And honestly, when I was watching Penn State football this year, the first thing that came to my mind wasn't Joe Paterno and
until they honored him.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't Jerry Sandusky. Like now, when I see the Penn State uniforms, it's not the first thing that comes to my mind anymore because everything came out. You know, we know what happened there. Baylor's still being so secretive about this. And by the way, Kim Mulkey has been there since 2000. That is a long time, long enough to remember Patrick Dennehy being shot by his teammate. That also doesn't happen at every school in America. And I know you're in the know. And by the way, do you really think Kim Mulkey was at all the meetings about the case? Like, you know, should we release these documents? No. Kim Mulkey's not involved in that. She's in her office getting ready to coach her basketball team. She has, I would imagine, she probably gets the memos when they're sent out to the staff. That's about her involvement would be my guess.
But that's how she's in the know, AJ.
Well, yeah. She
gets and because you don't get those memos, you're not
I'm
in the
not
know.
I'm not in the know. I get that. But if you're tired of the national meet, and listen, I understand having pride in your school. I get that. And, you know, honestly, I can't think of too many horrible things that have happened at Baylor other than the time that you tried to make one of your players hide her sexuality. But other than that, I mean, your program doesn't have the problems
that the football program and the men's basketball program have had?
Well, they didn't kill anybody. We know that.
Right.
But we tried desperately to investigate her program when I was at the Chronicle.
Yeah.
And because it's a private school, we couldn't get anything. So we couldn't confirm any of the things that we were told. But there was a lot of smoke there, and it was just a dirty, dirty program, and that she was doing all kinds of stuff, but we couldn't prove any of it. Because we couldn't get anything documented. And, it's one of those things where I wish we could have gotten all the information, and we just weren't able to do it.
Yeah.
But she's, I just said she might not want to be casting stones.
Jay wants dropping the mic and everything else.
Yeah, did Kim/Dwayne read Art's text messages? Not somewhere I'd want my daughter running around. No, I wouldn't send my daughter there, ever. And, not until I see that there's actually a culture change.
And she was, like, in there, like, telling them, well, were you guys in the room? I'm like, well, were you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get that. And we're not in the know either, and that's mostly the problem is, and that's why we were big about screaming from the rooftops while we had the chance, because Baylor, if it were up to Baylor, no one would have ever been in the know. The know would have stayed with Art Briles and a bunch of rapey football players and a bunch of chicks who got taken advantage of. So the know isn't exactly. Yeah. The no at Baylor isn't the public no. So, yeah, we are going to complain until everything comes out, because that's our prerogative, just like it's Baylor's prerogative to keep hiding things. So, yeah. If you are really in the know, Kim, and you're okay with it, that's concerning for me. That's concerning for – you know what? One of the things I'm happiest about is my sister, who she's like 25 now. She'd probably be graduated. I mean, God, I hope she would be by the age of 25. But, when I first came here, when I first moved to Houston, she was, and I think we talked about this, my sister like led the state in assists playing volleyball and was highly recruited like by state schools and national schools. And she was going to go to Baylor. And her senior year, she got into a fight with her volleyball coach and quit the team and ended up, asking out of her or not signing with Baylor and not playing volleyball anymore, which my dad wasn't thrilled about because he paid for every volleyball camp under the sun until that point. But looking back, it's like, man, that could have been my little sister going to that school and being involved in an athletic program. Lord knows,
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry if I don't share your love for everything that's gone on there, Kim. And again, we're not in the know, but that's not our fault. I'd love to be in the know. I'd love to know everything, exactly what happened. We won't ever know that, though, apparently.
No, because they haven't been open about it. And that's.
But yeah, if you're sick of the national media bitching about it, yeah, try being upfront and honest about it. That might help.
Maybe choose your words a little more carefully, too, because that's what brought it all back.
Yeah, don't go punching people in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a wise choice of words either. Listen, Baylor people. People say something bad about your school, you punch them in the face.
I think the exact words were knock them in the face.
Yeah, whatever.
Coaches are just, in general, especially at that level, they're so isolated from reality. They really are, and that's part of the problem. Yeah, you may be in the know, Dwayne, but you have no clue. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. 281-S, I'm sure you've already covered this, but did anyone have Paxton in the Deadpool? No, sadly, no one had Bill Paxton.
No.
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
No, that was a shocker.
Yeah.
That was a curveball.
Remember him in Weird Science?
Yep.
Chet, the brother?
Yep. Yeah. Like when you heard he died, what's the first role you thought of? Was it that?
Yeah, it was either that or Twister.
I thought of Twister.
Yeah.
Back then, I thought Helen Hunt was pretty hot.
She kind of was.
I bet Helen Hunt looks like hell right now.
Yeah, she doesn't look like somebody who would age well.
No. She looked like, and the fact that we haven't seen her publicly in a long time, I bet she's super haggard.
Yeah.
Like, she looks like a chick who's like 58 and spends her days smoking cigarettes at a bar in like Galveston. That's what I picture.
Yeah.
That's what Helen Hunt looks like right now.
And
she drinks hard liquor, not beer, hard liquor.
Yeah, and going home with guys who have long gray hair, whose skin's falling off. Yeah.
Yeah. She like rides on the back of some dude's motorcycle and she's like happy that he calls her his bitch. Like, that's what I picture Helen Hunt looking like now. Not that that would be her life, but what I picture her looking, I picture her looking like a woman whose life would be that.
Yeah, I forgot he was in Tombstone too.
Yep.
Don't let him get you, brother.
All right, guys. Now's the time to save big on your carpets, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery, and cleaning that stuff with Dirt-Free Carpet. They'll clean one room for free right now with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free. Call Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet, and go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, air ducts. They do it all. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet. Tell them you heard about it here. You'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. Call 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device, the all-new ESPN975.com. Also, you know what matters? Soccer.
Oh, it does.
Soccer matters with Glenn Davis, 7 o'clock.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
A lot of people saying that she still looks good. I Googled her. The only photos that are out there are where she's really dolled up, so it's hard to say. But I'm going to go with she probably, I mean, she looks okay. But
not as bad as I was thinking.
Not as bad as you were thinking, but she still doesn't.
How old is she, mid-50s?
That's a good question. I don't know. She's got to be about that, right?
I mean, how come she doesn't do anything now?
She's 53. She's a year older than I am.
Okay.
So, on that scale, yeah, she looks better than me, but who doesn't?
When's the last time she did a movie?
Well, let's see. Last movie she did was 2012. Yeah, and before that, it was 2007.
Yeah, she's hiding.
Wonder what's up with that.
She's in hiding.
Interesting. Maybe I should have had her in the Deadpool.
It says here she's going to be starring in an upcoming 2017 drama film called Live Like Line.
Sounds
like... It will tell the story of a group of teenage volleyball players who must band together under the guidance of their coach after the death of their star player in attempts to win the state championship title.
I think I'll pass on that.
Couldn't they have just made that movie about football?
Yeah, I might watch it.
They did make that. That's basically the storyline of season one of Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Except the quarterback didn't die. He just got paralyzed.
Yeah, close enough.
Am I right, John?
Yes.
That's pretty much the storyline.
281 said, I like Paxton in True Lies as the used car salesman that scam bored housewives pretending to be a spy. Deacon. Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was my that was a good role. So 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Walmart parking lot, angry customer. What could go wrong?
Brooksville police arrested a man they say was swinging swords at customers at a Walmart.
No, not wise. Real swords?
Yes, real swords.
I guess he brought them to Walmart?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Because I don't think they sell swords at Walmart. I don't really know because I've gone to the sword section.
Yeah.
The responding officers were called by the store's manager, who said someone was threatening customers in the parking lot. When they got there, they found Shannon Schenck carrying two swords and appearing to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Several witnesses told officers Schenck had assumed a fighting stance and unsheathed the swords in a threatening manner while approaching customers exiting their vehicles. Imagine this. You're driving up to Walmart. It's bad enough that you got to go to Walmart anyway. Get out of your car. Guy's coming after you with swords. They also found less than 20 grams of marijuana on Schenck, as well as a glass pipe with marijuana residue. He's a convicted felon and now faces charges of possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, 3 counts of possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, and he's on $36,000 bond.
All right.
So if you're in a Walmart and you see a guy coming at you with swords, stay in the car. Probably your best bet. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. The Aristotle, where's the Rockets talk? What do you want us to talk about that they're not going to get Andrew Bogut? We talked about James Harden being the favorite for the MVP at the top of the show. Is there something beyond that?
I don't know. I feel like we talked about him.
Yeah.
This is where you're supposed to talk about them being serious title contenders now.
No, this is where I say go back podcast arena first.
They got Lou Williams. They're now – so basically they have a big four to match Golden State's now.
Okay.
Harden, Anderson, Gordon, and Lou Williams. I heard some of the maybe it was Saturday. Did they play on Saturday night?
Yeah. They put up 140.
I listened to the game on the radio. I hate to crap on like the local announcers, but can we every time Eric Gordon shot the ball, it was Splash Gordon.
Oh.
Who came up with that?
That's awful.
I don't like that. I don't like when announcers do that, when they force nicknames. That's not good. And if you say it once, okay. You say it every time Eric Gordon shoots a three, it's going to make people crazy. I'm not going to lie. It's not good.
I quit listening to the broadcast a long time ago. I either watch it or, you know, I'll listen to the NBA feed. I just can't deal with the locals.
Here's a little follow-up on what's going on with Baylor. A group of Texas legislators today called for a criminal investigation by the Texas Rangers, not the baseball team.
Right.
The state's top criminal investigation agency.
The Jeff Bridges from Hell or High Water.
Yeah.
Probably going to get him. He's retired now.
They've asked for them to look into Baylor's sexual assault scandal and requested state financial sanctions until an investigation is completed. State Representative Roland Gutierrez from San Antonio introduced Texas House Resolution 664, calling for the criminal investigation on Friday. In a news conference on Monday with fellow state lawmakers, Anna Hernandez, Carol Alvarado, Dinah Arevalo, Gutierrez demanded more accountability for the obstruction of justice that has happened at Baylor. What's happened here in Waco, what happened at Baylor, is so far different from any university in the state. We can't stop bad things from happening, but we can sure as hell demand accountability. We can sure as hell demand that people protect our children. Gutierrez called for a sizable reduction in the allocation of tuition equalization grants the state provides to Baylor until full accountability is realized and concrete measures are in place to make certain that nothing like this ever happens again at Baylor or any other university in Texas. Baylor was allocated more than $10.4 million in the 2016 fiscal year. Gutierrez also asked Greg Abbott that at least $5 million be allocated from the Department of Public Safety in order to carry out a comprehensive Texas Rangers investigation. And he says he plans to speak with the governor's office and with DPS Director Stephen McCraw soon regarding his requests. So a Baylor spokesperson said the university continues to pledge its full cooperation with governmental and law enforcement authorities and disclosed that representatives from the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights will visit its campus this week to meet with administrators and students.
There you go.
Move on. Find another story to write.
Oh, sorry, Kim. They're not going to move on. They're going to keep digging. I know that sucks for you.
Move on. Find another story to write.
No. The Texans Rangers aren't going to move on.
Nope. They're going to keep digging.
And they should. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. One more hour to go.
Getting through there, Fred.
It's flying by again.
Getting through there.
Flying by.
Mondays are fun. All right, guys. The years just keep sliding by, don't they? It is already damn near March. And if you're not in a career or job you love, don't waste another day. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career, the IT school where you can get trained to work in the high-demand field of information technology, and you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Even with zero IT experience, you attend classes live online just twice a week to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. So what are you waiting for? My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Class starts soon, so take that free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.